Oh, God, it's so good. Oh, boy, delicious. So good. It tastes good. It sounds good. It's unbelievable. It's so good.
Oh, God.
So good. Look at this. So good and tasty.
Oh, yeah.
They make my mouth so yummy. So good. I do that at home all the time with my mom and my dad. Excuse me, folks. My Jell-O's falling down.
Beautiful goddamn fucking car.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger cone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, everybody, welcome to Distorted View Daily. My name is Tim Henson. Got a great program for you today. Lots of audio to share with you. So I'm going to jump right in. No need to fuck around with formalities. Look, we all know why you're here. You came for that juicy cum fart audio, and I promise not to disappoint. But before that, I've got an interesting piece here from the 1970s. Back then, the host of The Tonight Show was Johnny Carson. Near-dead freaks might remember that period of time vividly. And, of course, Johnny had his co-host, or not co-host, but... God damn it, what the hell's wrong with me? I'm very gassy today, I apologize. It wasn't a co-host, Ed McMahon was the sidekick. The announcer. In the clip I have for you today, they are together. Now, this isn't actually from The Tonight Show. It's on the set, and what they're doing is a little recorded piece for the Vicks company. You know, like Vicks VapoRub. I guess in the 70s, they were a big sponsor or something. The Vicks people were having a sales retreat or sales meeting or something, and Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon prepared a short recorded piece. Take a listen.
I feel quite comfortable in wishing all of you Vicks salesmen a great meeting down in Boca Raton. Wish we could be with you.
Oh.
And great selling success in the coming year. Right now,
Boca Raton.
Here's Johnny.
And here we are sitting here doing
here
this.
Here we are,
you guys
to do
are.
Our work.
No, we're delighted to have your expanded schedule on The Tonight Show, and we look forward to... continued increasing success with the Vic Chemical Company. And Ed,
yes.
I heard some news today that I found rather fascinating. I understand that the Vicks people have come up with a new toiletry product that they're pretty excited about. I haven't heard much about it. What is it?
It's called Dismiss.
Dismiss?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What is that?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Holy crap. You're putting me on.
No, Dismiss. It'll be advertised on our show.
How about Vagigo?
It's not a bad name for it. Along with another line.
How about Cuntaway?
Someone else has that.
Ah.
Sterling Drugs.
How about Fuck Off?
Possibly.
Yes, I like that.
I like Formula 44, NyQuil, Sinex, Victor's, and Lavoris, all the other fine products, along with Dismiss.
Fuck Off would be a bummer. We wish you success, and I hope things go well for you in 1975. We're happy to have the Victarts of Is that going to be a live commercial?
I was wondering if you'd like to demonstrate.
I certainly would. The strawberries and lemons, I
think. Johnny Carson saying cunt away, right?
Cunt away.
Or fuck off. All right, very good. Thank you very much to DV listener William for posting that on my Facebook wall. Speaking of submissions, this past weekend, DV listener Brody emailed me to say he had a run-in with a retard at Walmart. Apparently, quote, this guy was in Walmart using the karaoke machine. It sounds like he's saying Timmy Boo at some point. Well, the unsavories love me. All right, let's take a listen to this window licker singing karaoke.
I'm gonna blow home, I'm gonna blow home, I'm gonna blow home, I'm gonna
He's going up. Those aren't words. I can get Timmy Boo out of this. Oh, that was kind of like Timmy Boo, right?
Timmy Boo.
There's another Timmy Boo. Also, another submission I got over the weekend was from TJ over there in Chicago. He says, I was trolling the Westboro Baptist Church website when I found an audio clip from Fred Phelps that was just perfect for DV. In it, he talks about and describes scat shit eating, golden showers, cum shots, and of course, fisting. Let's take a listen and hear what the Westboro Baptist Church has been up to.
All mankind recoils instinctively in disgust when the loathsome, lawless, filthy deeds perpetrated by the sodomites on a daily basis are merely mentioned. To wit, scat. That means amongst the fags eating each other's dung. Golden showers. That means amidst the sodomites urinating on each other and swallowing each other's semen.
Well, to be fair, scat is not just a gay thing. Golden showers are not just a gay thing. It's also a Japanese thing. And German.
Fisting. That's inserting the fist up the fellow sodomite's rectum and so forth, and they glory in such filth.
Glory.
And who can doubt that these sodomitical practices were included in the Lord's direction to Ezekiel that the prophet punctuate his preaching by eating dung? Yes,
dung
that cometh out of man. In their sight, to wit, and thou shalt eat it as barley cakes, and thou shalt bake it with dung that cometh out of man.
I'm sorry, Fred, but Betty Crocker, you are not. That does not sound like an appetizing recipe. Barley cake and dung or something. All right, well, thank you very much, TJ, for sending that in. Speaking of the sodomites, I've got a very aggressive gay to share with you. Now, look. My feeling is, if you are naked and exposing your asshole, the message is being sent pretty loud and clear. You won't get fucked. You should not have to beg someone to do this. If so, it means the person probably doesn't want it.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on, try to fuck me, man. There's a loop over there. Come on, fuck me, man. Come on, man. You know why I want you to fuck me?
Why?
Because you remind me of my dad. Used to fuck me. And my brothers used to fuck me. Every one of my brothers. I had three brothers. They all fucked me, man.
That explains a lot.
Ah, it felt so good, man. That's how I learned how to be a bottom. Yeah, man. And guess what?
What?
My brothers used to shoot the cum in my mouth. I loved it. Come on, fuck me, man. Come on, man.
Now, I gotta say, the guy who would be doing the fucking cannot get his cock hard, I think, because of what this guy is saying.
If you can't fuck me, it's cool, baby.
Just shut up! Just don't talk! Let me fuck you.
Sorry, I got my memories of my dad and my brothers. Let it rip, baby. Try it, man. Well, hold on, man. Because, you know, I got a show to do.
Which, I don't know what type of show this guy needs to do.
Hey, man. Ready? Why not? Look at my ass, man. It's
pretty.
Now, the guy cannot get hard. He said, look, this is not going to work. I apologize for all of the background noise. It's a shitty video. But the guy said, look, it's not going to work. I can't get hard.
Ready? Why not? Look at my ass, man.
It's pretty.
Look at my ass.
Yeah, it's pretty. Very nice.
Pretty.
Put it away.
You can't fuck my ass. Fuck a pretty ass. Why can't you fuck me? Alright.
Something wrong with my ass? Look at my ass. It's a pretty ass. You telling me that this is not a pretty asshole? Look at this ass. Put your eyeball next to this asshole. Tell me it's not pretty. All right, and believe it or not, I have gotten more from this guy. He has over 100 videos on XTube. Fantastic. So here is another one where he's getting fucked silly.
Oh, Dad, fuck me, Dad. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, please fuck me, Dad. Oh, my God.
He's fucking you already.
Oh, Dad, come here, Dad, kiss me, will you fuck me? I love you, Dad. Fuck me, please fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, please. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Come inside of me, man.
Fuck.
Please.
Please what? He blew his load inside you. What do you want from him?
Oh, Dad. Oh, thank you.
And the guy's... He's getting up.
Thank you, man. Oh, fuck. Thank you.
The guy who was fucking just walked up and left the building. He just left the room. I'm done. I shot my wad in you. You're no longer needed. Goodbye. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, don't forget, tomorrow I will be doing an extended show, so Sideshow Freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Then on Thursday, I'll be back with an exclusive show just for Sideshow Freaks. And all next week, I will be doing programs just for my paying members. So if you don't want to miss a thing, you got to sign up for the Sideshow. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. And don't forget, you also get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, so there's a metric fuck ton of shows. And then we also do video casts as well. There's well over 100 videos you can download, plus extras and shit like that. It's a good deal. $5 a month or $50 a year. Help support the show. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a man has been threatened with eviction because he hummed too loudly. Now, that's something I would do because I can't just be quiet. I've always got to be humming something, singing something, fiddling with something. I'm pretty sure I'm autistic, like this guy. Autistic Dean Harmon, 40, has lived alone in his council flat for 11 years. He is shy, but gets on well with other residents in his block. But a new neighbor complained to the council that he hums too much in the morning before he leaves for his daycare center. He doesn't work at the daycare center. He's with the other kids at the daycare. The council handed Dean a noise abatement order after recording him from the flat below and said he would be evicted if he didn't stop. They refused to give him or his family a copy of the tape. Distorted View, however, has acquired a copy of the audio tape. Here is the man humming. You tell me if this is too loud.
Da, 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 da.
Nice little ditty. It sounds like a midget singing, doesn't it? Stories like this that kind of make me think that I'm autistic. I really am autistic. Medical tests revealed Dean from South London doesn't realize he's humming. Well, that's the difference. I know what I'm doing. Disability charities slam the council, and MenCap is support. Who the fuck is MenCap? Is that a person or an organization? Is supporting Dean's case. Mum Margaret, 64, said he has a heart of gold and is being discriminated against because of his autism. Just shut your fucking mouth and we won't have a problem. Dad Richard, 66, added, how loud can a person actually hum? Oh, you don't want to go there, Daddy. Me trying to hum Raspberry Beret by Prince. All right. It is times like these I realize what a stupid program this is. All right. He said Dean is otherwise quiet and only utters quiz question answers or lovely jubbly. The fuck is that mimicking Del Boy in Only Fools and Horses? I don't understand one fucking word I just read there. Love jubbly, Del Boy, Only Fools and Horses. Whatever. Greenwich Council said it acted after a number of reports over many months. It acknowledged Dean's condition, quote, may contribute to the noise. His case will be heard at Bromley Magistrates Court next week. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from South Dakota. A Mitchell woman accused of striking a police officer in the face with a used feminine hygiene product has requested a new court-appointed attorney. Ada Morales, 41, pleaded not guilty in May to two charges of aggravated assault against a law enforcement officer and one count each of resisting arrest, obstructing a police officer, and intentionally causing contact with bodily fluids. There's a lot of pussy blood on that thing. Morales is accused of allegedly throwing a soiled feminine tampon in the face, as opposed to a masculine tampon.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
I guess you could need one if it got too loose down there. All right, so she's accused of throwing a used tampon in the face of a police officer during a response to a mental illness call. She also allegedly sprayed the officer with various cleaning items and knocked off another officer's glasses while scratching at him. Morales sent a letter to Judge Sean O'Brien last month and requested that Philip Carlson be removed as her court-appointed attorney because of her concerns about his performance. Look, to be fair, it is hard to defend a woman who's smearing period juice all over a policeman, for Christ's sake. I don't know how you spin that one. In a letter discussed during Morales' court appearance Wednesday at the Davidson County Public Safety Center, Morales expressed concerns about Carlson's experience and professionalism. Professionalism. Coming from the woman who, yes, flung a fucking tampon. I also feel that he does not completely believe me, and I've confronted him about this on several occasions, at which point Mr. Carlson became defensive, Morales wrote. He is more worried about trying to not get me to sue the city than to defend me in my case. Carlson, who was sworn in as a new Mitchell County Council member Tuesday night, made no statement in court, but said he would be willing to answer any questions the court might pose to him. He also said he's willing to continue to represent Morales. In her letter, Morales requested that Matt Tefilius or something be appointed to her case. Davidson County State's Attorney Pat Smith said he believed Morales is entitled to the counsel of her choosing, but added that the court has a contract with Carlson's firm for court-appointed work. Smith also believes Carlson is a competent attorney. O'Brien echoed Smith's sentiment. Carlson will listen very much to your concerns, and he will do the best he can in representing you. For those reasons, I'll continue Mr. Carlson in this capacity as your attorney. Morales said she would indeed hire her own attorney. My freedom is not a game, she said. I want to have a lawyer I can trust. One that doesn't mind being smeared with a little menstrual blood. This guy's a pussy. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Connecticut. A young woman who shed her clothes in a tree plunged to her death Saturday afternoon. Police believe a parish priest saw the woman 45 minutes earlier hugging a statue at St. Benedict's Church. To be fair, St. Benedict, I would say, is probably the hottest of all the saints, right? If you're going to get naked and rub your pussy on a saint statue, you can't go wrong with Benedict. The woman, who police say may have been on drugs, just a shot in the dark there, a little hunch, has been identified, but police aren't releasing her name until her family is notified. The woman does not appear to be from Stamford, and police have determined she lived in New Orleans, New York City, and Virginia. Police said they are trying to determine what brought her to Stamford, the sexy statue. At 12:45 p.m. Saturday, police were called by the priest after he saw a young black woman hugging... Let's not bring race into this. Hugging and striking the statue. She loves her sex with Catholic saints to be a little rough. I completely understand. I know where you're coming from. The police called 911 when he saw her. The woman was gone by the time police arrived. At 1:27, police were called by passers-by, reporting a black woman was unconscious under a tree near Wardwell and Frederick Streets. When police arrived, the woman was dead and naked. Police found the woman's clothes in a tree about 25 feet above the ground. The police said that the woman could have fallen that distance. Really? Quite the investigative staff you've got there. There's clothes high up in a tree. The woman's body was found at the base of the tree. How could she have died? Very stupid. While the woman may have fallen due to being electrocuted by high-tension power lines that ran through the tree, police suspect the woman was also high on PCP. The police said discarding clothes is a classic response to PCP use because the drug heats up the body. The police officer said the description of the woman at St. Benedict's matched the woman police found under the tree. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Jody, lifetime sideshow member. Haven't called you in a long time.
My princess.
Because I haven't had nothing to say. Pay attention, other freaks. That's what you're supposed to do. not until you have something good to
it's
say.
It's good voicemail.
Timmy, I wanted to let you know I'm reading a book right now. It's called Boone's Day, a novel, B-O-O-M-S-D-A-Y.
What?
It's by Christopher Buckley, excuse me. And it's about somebody proposing a law of euthanasia for people that turn 70 years old to help turn around the Social Security that's in this country. And
that sounds great.
The 20-something people are sick and tired of pain so that the 60-something people can be out playing.
That's like a beautiful fairy tale.
Why we're paying 60% of our income to the government.
Yeah, I know.
And I just thought, you know what? Timmy already has this idea. I don't know how long ago your idea came out.
I need to write a book, more like a manifesto. Hey, I got to talk about a couple books that I received, and I got these like a couple weeks ago, but you know me. What's his name? Jonathan sent this in. There are a couple of furry erotica books. Like, they're full on, you know, furry sex novels. It's like Harlequin romance for furries. One's called The Prisoner's Release and Other Stories by Kyle Gold. And, yeah, there are just a bunch of stories about, you know, foxes having sex with each other. And I'll have to scan the cover here, but the cover of one of them is like, it's like two foxes lying on top of each other. One has his head lying on the other's crotch, wearing a gold necklace and stuff. Very sexy. So I'm going to start reading these books. It might make good Sextastic Tuesday material. I don't know. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Don't forget, we do have a post office box, and all that information is up on our show notes. If you do have something you'd like to send to me, oh, I love getting stuff from you guys, especially if there's money in there.
Yo, Tim, what's up? I was up all night writing
like Rhonda Shears
for my class,
no?
So I could turn it in.
World of a reference, Rhonda Shears.
Then, very first thing this morning, I get woken up by Andy Griffith's show, full fucking volume, blasting into my ear. And I wanted to ask you and your expertise, how do I get rid of these near-deads? Please tell me. You goo, and have a good one.
Look, I wish I could help you out with that. I've been trying to get rid of near-deads for years. Maybe my listeners could help out. What could we do? What could this guy do to shut up the elderly people that live near him playing the Andy Griffith Show at an extremely loud volume?
Hey, Tim. Don't have Sean here. Now, this is why I listen to Distorted View. I learn something new every time I listen to your show.
Right.
Here's an example.
Entertainment.
I was in high school when 99 Red Balloons came out.
Oh.
I've probably heard this song over 100 times. I never, ever knew what it was about.
Really?
I just never paid attention until
you
I
never
heard
saw the video.
Your wonderful version.
Yes. For those of you who don't, I'm sorry, I'm going to do this. For those of you who don't remember, recently on the program, 99 red balloons floating in the summer sky. Panic birds, it's red weather. There's something here from somewhere else. The war machine springs to life, opens up our eager eye and focuses on the sky. Yes, it's all about war. The end of the world.
Red balloons, oh,
blowing each other to pieces, you see. I believe it even says that at the very end. I screamed it, but
99 dreams I have had, and everyone a red balloon. It's
sweet
all
voice.
Over, and I'm standing pretty in this dust that was a city.
Yeah, see,
if
rubble.
I could find a souvenir.
We don't have to hear the whole thing. You can just tune into a recent episode of DV and hear the whole thing.
Hey, Jim, it's Chickadee. I have two things to talk about. First, something really, really important.
Chickadee is a charter member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
Really important. I turned 21 in, like, 36 years. I turned 21 on August.
Oh, maybe she isn't a charter member of the Pussy Posse, because if I started the show back in 2004, that means you were well underage when you started listening, and
second,
that would be gross, and I would be a pedophile, and I should be in jail for that.
You were born You are exactly 10 years and 1 day older than me.
Oh.
And I hope I will still be in Columbus by then. I might be going down to Arizona for my birthday.
Woo!
But if I am...
Oh, Chickadee's in Columbus,
yeah. We really, 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 really need to hang out and get drunk together, because that would just be the best thing in the entire world. The best birthday present ever.
Yeah.
And speaking of, I've been listening to the show since 2005, so... Anyway,
I owe you a few drinks, is what you're saying.
I need to find the actual article, and I'll send it to you. But something, and this is, of course, was reported by Vice magazine. A woman took her vaginal discharge. You know, it's all egg whitey and stuff, and she fried it in a frying pan and tasted it and ate
it.
She said,
"Where are you getting this from? Send me the link to whatever you're talking about, because I am very interested."
A barky consistency, and just because it looked like
a barky consistency, what?
Tasted it and ate it. She said it was like a barky consistency, and just because it looked like egg whites doesn't mean it would taste anything like egg whites.
Oh, why would you eat your pussy discharge?
No! One of the most gross and disgusting things I've ever read, and I don't normally vomit from things, but
not very feminine.
I almost vomited from reading that. There's a picture of it, too, so I'm going to send that to you.
Oh, by the way, guys, someone sent me, remember we were talking about how there's a company out there who, you know, you pay like a couple $1,000s and you can write your own porno and they will shoot it for you. Well, a listener sent me a link to the production company. I'm going to do some research, but if they're legit, I say we raise the money, write our own porno, and make the official, the first official Distorted View fuck flick, right? Who's with me? Anyone? Crickets. No? Okay.
Hey, Tim. This is Jordan from Michigan.
By the way, my birthday is August 1st, 1980. That's what she was referring to. So, again, that post office box is a great way to give me gifts. And my birthday, August 1st, I was born 1 year, exactly 1 year before the launch of MTV.
This is Colin.
A little trivia for you.
I was complaining a few nights ago about not having enough
sex? No.
Sex
come on.
Terms. Bizarre sex
oh,
terms.
Yes, okay. Always looking for good bizarre sex terms.
So, here's one for you that I haven't heard so far in any of the archives. It's called the Tabag One. You
what?
Go on up to the top of a flight of stairs.
You mean toboggan? Is that what you're trying to say?
So, here's one for you that I haven't heard so far in any of the archives. It's called the Tabag One.
To bag
go on up to the top of a flight of stairs with your girlfriend. You proceed to slam it into her from behind and shove off down the stairs, riding her
toboggan.
Down the
stairs. Oh my god, my listeners are so stupid.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Lifetime Member Seabound Atheist. Well, I gotta say, I was disappointed whenever I heard the news of whatever ship I was going through next. It's the USS George H.W. Bush, named after that guy.
Yeah.
But one of your shows actually helped cheer me up. It was the one where you had the intro where you called that a phone sex line where you got to pretend to be a baby and the women on the other side were pretending to be a mother.
Yeah.
My wife was looking at me all confused. My wife doesn't like the show. She kind of looks at me weird. But
fuck you, bitch!
Like, I was laughing throughout that episode whenever you were just kind of like, poopy mustache. And then... But what really confused her was whenever at the end you just like, listen, lady, wipe the shit off on your face. And
there's only so many times you can ask her nicely to rub the shit on her face until you've got to kick it up a notch.
Hey there, Tim, long legged Mac Daddy. I just wanted to call in concern to
Obama
issue. It could be a few things. One, it could be bed bugs, so you might want to check for those.
I don't have bed
bugs.
Two,
it could be dermatitis, which could mean that you're allergic to something you're eating. I get the same thing whenever I eat like cinnamon or use toothpaste.
I should take a picture of what's going
on.
It goes away though. It comes and goes. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. I'm going back to the dermatologist this Friday. She didn't seem too concerned though when she looked at my cock. At the time when I went there, that was the only place. Like I said, it comes and goes. It's all over my body, and then it goes away, and then there's just and then. So the only, of course, when I go to the dermatologist, the only place I can find them at the time is on my penis. And so my penis, so I had to pull down my pants and let her look at it.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Boss Jones.
Hi, boy,
so really,
Pussy Jones.
You're left-handed and you jack off with your left hand? Well, I'm all right-handed and I jack off with my left hand.
Wait a second. No, I'm left-handed. Did I say that? Because I guess I use my left hand. Sometimes I like to switch it up. I don't know.
Tim.
I don't really pay attention. I don't really care.
Timmy Boo, what's up, man? This is Jared over in Seattle.
Yeah.
I'll let you know that you got funny shit going on. And
thank you.
Like the show very much.
Thank God.
Hope you get to this shit soon, but I doubt you will.
I'm about, what, a week, 2 weeks behind on these things?
Hey, Tim, it's the Pumpkin Fucker calling. I haven't called in a little while.
Hi, Pumpkin Fucker.
Listen, I hope you have this ready so you can listen to it. That audio that you played on the show the other day that you recorded of the retarded kid.
Oh, yeah.
On your phone.
Yes.
Right at the one part where he says bony or honey or whatever the
pony,
hell he says.
I think he says.
Like, a second after that, if you hear him, it sounds just like that one other audio clip that you play where he's like, I'm going to come. It just sounds like he says, I'm going
to
come.
I'll have to go back to the Distorted View audio lab and compare the two. All right, guys, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
That's inserting the fist up the fellow sodomite's rectum and so forth, and they glory in such filth.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I will be back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday program. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.